Hey everyone, happy Monday. It's John Spangler. I wanted to catch up with you a little bit about selling vehicles every month and putting a number to it. I was listening to a podcast over the weekend where this gentleman was talking about selling 30 vehicles a month. And the way that he had positioned it was that instead of looking at it saying, I need to sell 30 vehicles a month, if you looked at it and just said, I need to sell one vehicle a day, and you focused on that one vehicle a day, what you would need to do in order to be able to just sell a vehicle today. That's it. Nothing else. No tricks, no gimmicks. What do you need to do to sell a vehicle today? And you looked at it as just a single day and focused on your attention to doing, you know, follow-up calls and you know, mailers and following up on Facebook and putting together a list of ideas. But something that struck me that I thought was such a great component that he brought to the table, and if you get a chance, the guy's name's Fred Taylor. I think it's fredtaylor.net or something. I'm going to try and get him on one of the podcasts coming up here. But what he had presented was something called the Birthday Bash. And what he focused on was not just sending out a birthday card for somebody on their birthday. What he would actually do, and it's quite brilliant, was he would get the family's birthday. He would get the mom. He would get the kids. You know, instead of just getting 20% of the birthdays in a family, he would get the entire family's birthday. And then what he would do is instead of just sending out a birthday card, what he would do is follow up with that with a phone call. So for instance, you know, you have John Smith and you call or you send out a birthday card and then you follow that up with a call. Hey, John, just wanted to make sure you got my birthday card. Did you get that in the mail? Oh, yes, you did. And it strikes up a conversation. And who doesn't like talking about their birthday? And I thought it was such a brilliant way of opening doors. And you could also do it where, and this is where he, I thought he did so well, was, you know, he'd call for his wife. He'd call for the kids. And no one's doing that. No one's going in that avenue and saying, hey, I just called to, you know, talk to, you know, wish Timmy a happy birthday. And they'll be like, oh, this is his dad. Oh, well, you know, I just called to wish Timmy a happy birthday, whatever. You know, you go in and you're opening doors. And he would go through and keep this, you know, CRM, or customer relationship management. But instead of doing it through a computer, he actually did it old school style with postcard and a little shoebox. And he kept all the names and phone numbers and addresses and birth dates stored in there. And then he would just religiously, every day, try and add to his birthday bash or his birthday box and make sure that before he ended his day, he got a couple birthdays added to his birthday box and just followed up with them. And he focused every day on just one day and achieving success for that one day. And you and I can take a lot from that, where instead of just focusing on, you know, I want to get to 10 cars a month, or I want to get to, you know, 50 cars a month or 30 cars a month, just focus on today. What do I need to do in order to get one car today? And that birthday idea is such a great component. I've done that for other dealerships that I've worked with and showed them how, like in Facebook, you can post ads around individuals' birthdays. There's lists that you can buy of people celebrating their birthday this month. You know, if you go to infofree.com, that's a list broker. I think it's like 50 bucks a month, or it might be even now, I don't know, 75 or 80 bucks a month. Even if it's 100 bucks a month, it's still worth it because you can get a list of people celebrating their birthday. You could say their 50th birthday, their 40th birthday, 30th birthday, whatever it might be, their month. Now, you may not know the specific day, but it's their birthday month. And for instance, on Friday, we had at the dealership a person, it was the wife, that had commented through Facebook Messenger that she was looking for a new vehicle for her husband's birthday. Now, like, think about that. You know, that kind of just got me thinking. And then when I was listening to what Fred was talking about, Fred Taylor, about that birthday box, it just kind of, for me, put two and two together. And I'm just sharing with you some ideas to help, you know, get you maybe one or two extra vehicle sales a month that maybe you wouldn't have gotten. And maybe you might be on the start of something where you can get yourself to 25 or 30 vehicles a month. just through birthdays. Be the birthday guy. You know, be known for something. And if you go in there, and who doesn't like when someone's spreading good news and good cheer about birthdays? It could be your way of opening up doors that were otherwise closed. So I'm just sharing with you some insights that I thought were pretty cool that allowed this person to get to 30 vehicles a month. And I think you can do the same thing. So today's not a very long day. I just wanted to kind of give you that thought. And I'm going to go over some more ideas. And hopefully I can get Fred on a call in the near future. But take away from this, just do something today that can get you closer to a vehicle sale. And don't focus on the sale as much as just focus on going in and having conversations with people. And what better conversation than focusing around a birthday? All right? Thanks. Talk to you guys soon.